Georgia wins the SEC, what other team is there that could challenge for the SEC title?
Well, I'm a little curious about Tennessee. See if they can make that step and be a division contender.
Well, then I guess there's only one thing left to do.
What's that?
Win the whole thing.
Yes!
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. Oh, we can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat, from our hats to our feet, and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.
Who the heck are you?
I'm back.
Ho ho! Today's show is titled Return of the King. That's you, man. You are the king.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm getting treated extra nice today.
I held the fort down while you were gone, Nate. Don't worry.
Interesting, Hickman.
I was here every morning doing notes, show prep.
What are you doing?
To ensure the show was of the highest quality as it possibly could have been.
Why do you continue to take credit for everything I do?
Background looks great, too, by the way, Hickman.
Thank you, Nate.
What the hell's going on here? Today's show is not titled Return of the King. It's called Return of the Ass, starring both of you. So it's asses. A couple of yahoos.
I guess you can say
he's
that,
derobing. Wow, you get back, and all of a sudden, a little warm, toasty?
Yeah, looks good in here.
I know.
Good job.
Yeah. Did put in work, you know. Somebody had to do it.
Pretty sad. You made your girlfriend come in and help you on the weekend.
She wanted to.
I'm sure.
She did. It's like her idea. I was going to come do it by myself.
If I didn't know what a great person she was, I would make jokes here, but I can't do it.
Yeah. But you do know.
That's probably your biggest accomplishment, you know, in life so far.
Wow.
That's how good she is.
Huh.
You better remember that.
You guys don't know things I know. This is terrible.
What does that mean?
She beats me.
Was that a negative?
No,
or a positive?
A
I'm not sure.
It was just a joke.
I'm not sure which way that's supposed
to go. It
was a joke.
I said she beats me.
Okay.
Only when I deserve it.
Blink fast so we know.
Close your eyes. welcome back, everyone. Hickman, how was the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Very good. They sounded great. My one beef is they did not sing Under the Bridge or Scar Tissue, but everything else sounded great. Killed it.
That is a weird two songs to leave off.
I know. Two of their most ever.
They do have a huge catalog. I mean,
yes,
they got a lot of songs.
Well, that's the problem with being so good.
But Under the Bridge is kind of weird because there's that chorus part at the end, so maybe if they don't have the chorus, that's a little tougher to do.
Wow.
But Scar Tissue, I mean, come on.
Nashville, though, absolute hellhole.
Shouts out to those listening in Nashville this morning. Welcome in. We appreciate you.
Last I checked, it's about a third of the people listening.
Yeah, it's a pretty big market for us, Hickman.
Not a third of all people. It was like out of the Knoxville and Nashville listeners, for every, it was like a fourth, every three in Knoxville, there's one in Nashville. If you're a Nashville business, hit us up.
I actually checked recently, and I think we may have more live streamers in Nashville than Knoxville.
Oh, we might now.
It would make sense.
I mean, obviously, that doesn't count anybody on the radio.
Right, yes. Or podcasts. Or,
right.
But
East Nashville, very nice, though.
East Nashville.
That's where you got to hang out. That's where the locals hang out.
East Nashville is considered the dangerous part of Nashville.
Well, I mean, like, it
probably
is.
So which part
is.
Was the hellhole? Where was the hellhole part of Nashville?
Just centrally located anywhere within, like,
is it because of this? You don't like the Titans and you were at their stadium?
No, it's because there's so many people.
So is it? Oh, okay.
And few
so
of
you
them
hate the people of
there.
You hate the people of Nashville.
Well, few of them were actually from Nashville, I would imagine. So,
well, you were also there on a big concert weekend. Yeah. I mean, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers are going to draw a crowd.
I'm sure it's like that every weekend, though.
Can you be sure if you're not there every weekend? I mean, there are a lot of concerts in Nashville, but I mean, Hellhole is a pretty bold statement.
You just mean traffic? You know, traffic's bad in a lot of big cities. Traffic's kind of bad here. Sometimes.
Yeah, it's getting worse. Yeah. Is that? I mean, is it traffic?
You can you know Nashville as a city.
Mm-hmm.
It's not meant to be as big as it is, population wise. Just like from what I gathered.
So the infrastructure can't, handle that many people. Is that what you're?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
That, and all the out of towners, very rude people.
Hickman, you were an out of towner.
Yeah, but I was a polite one.
I don't know. You did leave and call it a hellhole, so maybe you were in a bad mood the whole time. Maybe that's why everyone was mean to you, is because you had that look on your face.
I told this one lady thank you, and she acted like that was the first time she's ever heard the word.
Depending on where she's from, it might be. It's people move to the South, they get Southern hospitality, they don't know what to make of it. She could be a true out-of-stater.
I said thank you, and she said, oh, wow, you're so polite.
For saying thank you?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's a nice interaction. Yeah. That's a nice encounter. Shouts out to her, if she's listening. Why did you thank her? What did she do? Actually, I don't want to know that. I'm afraid to dig that deep into Hickman's trip to Nashville. That might be a little too much for the 7 a.m. crowd. But seriously, what did she do?
She held a door open.
And you said thank you.
Yeah.
And she was surprised.
Yeah.
You just made her day. You made her day.
Southern hospitality, it travels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, east is where you got to hang.
Okay. Good to know. But you came back a little under the weather?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know if it's just from, screaming all weekend. That sounds really weird, you know. Got to sing.
No, you were like the girls when the Beatles came on stage, just fainting and crying. And I didn't know you were such a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan, but that's pretty cool. That's awesome. Just, oh my God, Anthony.
Best band ever in my book.
Wait, what?
It's my favorite band.
Ever?
Yeah, it's probably my favorite band ever.
Okay.
I'm more of a solo musician act guy.
You know how in today's age, you kind of have to have an opinion on everything? Because, like, if somebody puts something on Facebook, you got to tell people what you think about it. When you guys argue music, or when Bear and you and or whoever, it's so refreshing to just not
care.
Just give a damn. Like, just.
Well, you don't know.
Right.
Any.
Which is perfect. Like, so I'm not even tempted. Like, he's like, best band ever.
And you're just like, meh.
And I'm like,
maybe.
I'm sure that's not true. There's lots of bands. You know.
Oh, you're sure it's not true, huh?
But.
See, now we got him in here.
But hell, maybe, if it is, I don't care.
And Nate doesn't care about your trip. That's great.
No, I just don't care about his music takes.
I even got back, yesterday and did some homework, did some prep for the show.
Allegedly, we'll get to that and see if you actually have any notes for us.
Oh, I'm teasing it.
Get the news and notes music.
Well,
ready.
What are the
see those notes right there?
That's he actually has notes. I'm impressed.
I think that was just an article from a website.
It could be. Nate, while you were gone,
flash it real quick.
I was in here at 5:45 every day.
Allegedly, really? I wasn't here early enough to find out, so that could be crap.
Hickman would stroll in at the crack of 6:55.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
And I would have two pages of notes. Tell him, Hickman. Tell him it's true.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah. Handwritten, I might add.
Handwritten? Why handwritten?
I remember things better if I write them down.
I do, too. Yeah. That's a good point. Really good technique.
Yeah. But today it was a good old 6:45 morning. Mm. That's why we're talking about Red Hot Chili Peppers and people going to Nashville and getting sick.
We got lots of stuff.
Oh, I know we do. You missed a lot. A ton.
No, I really didn't.
Yeah, you did.
What did I miss?
Hodges, how do you feel about a rotation at left tackle?
Glad you asked, Chris, because that's where I was going to start, too.
I knew it was, because I know you, and I told these guys, I was like, you guys wait till Nate gets back. He's going to read that we're rotating at left tackle.
It's literally, for you know, usually I pull up, like, TweetDeck,
yeah,
some different, you know, sometimes some...
TweetDeck, huh?
Cool. Well, only during the show, because, you know,
right.
Computer yeah. and stuff. But,
gotcha.
You know, I might have a couple websites up, one with maybe some scores or some standings or something. And
sure.
Then we've got kind of the rundown, and that's, for whatever reason this morning, I have one tab open
yep.
at the moment.
Yeah. I told you guys,
It is tuned, if I can use that phrase,
mm.
to Heupel reveals Vols plan for ongoing competition at left tackle by Ryan Callahan, 14 hours ago, of GoVols 24/7.
Yep.
Tennessee's season opener is still more than 2 weeks away, but the Vols already have a plan for how they want to handle the ongoing competition for their starting left tackle job. I'm like, great, we got a plan. We got this figured out extra early this year. This is going to be awesome.
Oh, they sure did. They figured it out quickly that
both of the front runners will get a chance to play,
yeah.
at least to start the season. Vomit.
You know, it's funny.
We fire one coach who does this with quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
We hire another one who can't do anything right. And now this guy, I mean, I don't know. The offense is usually fine with him, so maybe we're overreacting. But, hell, it's August 15th. What else are we going to do?
I think we're overreacting.
Well, I just don't know. First of all, they decided this, Nate, last
what, 2 weeks ago? Week and a half ago?
You were out starting on Monday, correct?
Yes.
I feel it was Monday or Tuesday. I think it was Monday. And Golish said, yeah, we're probably going to rotate at left tackle. I'm like, well, wait a minute. A, why can we never pick five guys?
Right.
B, there's 12 practices left where you could pick a guy. So why would you settle in on we're definitely going to rotate so early? Like, what if somebody just wins the job?
Wouldn't you push these guys to try to win it and then at the very end say, hey, congratulations, y'all have both been so good, we're just going to have to split the baby here. I mean, I'm kind of hurt if I'm one of these players. Wait, there's nothing I can do to beat this guy out? You're already telling me that you think this is as good as I'm going to get?
Well, but that's your mindset, is like you want to be the winner, but really... In the modern era, it might be best to say, guys, you're both going to play.
Well, then that means we got some – I really want to name names right now. But we got some attitudes like our former defensive lineman that, you know, wouldn't even practice. And if we got that kind of attitude up front, then it's the same old Tennessee.
I might have something on that in the notes I got this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
Yeah. All
right. Maybe they're both so good – that they really can't decide which one's better.
And you know that isn't true.
If you got
two, I know that, but I can dream,
right?
You don't
have one.
That's a great point.
Oh, somebody's got to start. You can't have two guys out there. If they're both this good at left tackle, could one of them be better at guard? Center? Anything?
I'm sorry. I know this isn't true. It just reminds me of, like, Butch Jones, where if this was Butch Jones, this would mean that, you know, I don't know, who would be more likely? I don't know, Crawford, I guess? Mincy just transferred. This is like...
Yeah, but neither gave up a sack last year.
Now, keep in mind, this is a hypothetical. This didn't happen. This is not news. But it's like Crawford walked in and like, Coach, am I going to start or what? If not, I'm transferring. And he goes, tell you what, we'll let both of you play. Will that keep you happy?
That's what I'm saying. In the modern... era of, you know, college kids, like, you got to worry about the transfer. Mincy already transferred. They don't want Crawford to leave.
They're not even saying it like, well, you know, who starts the offensive line really isn't that big a deal. Like, we run so many plays, you know, both guys are going to play. They're literally coming out. They, like, made it a headline.
Yeah. 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 I know they did.
Like, why? Other than, like, you're giving out participation trophies. Like you said, with 2 weeks left.
It's also, has Ellerby even talked about this? Because that's his group, but all I've heard is Golish and Heupel talk about it.
I don't know. Don't those guys only get to talk once? Like the whole year?
Well,
and they've already done it?
I don't know. I know that was what it was under Jeremy. Oh, by the way, how did he do in that poker tournament? Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. I didn't see how he finished up.
He was 20th out of the remaining 27, and it started with like 425 people. How about that?
Man can do some simple math.
Can he? We couldn't get 11 on the field ever. It was always 12 or 9 or 10. 13.
I mean, if you play in enough poker tournaments, you get lucky once in a while.
Well, his poker face probably pretty good. I mean, he only has one look.
True. With him. All right.
He's like, he's thinking he's got, you know, a really good hand, and he doesn't, but he bluffs it. Because he thinks it's real, and he ends up winning. Could be genius, really.
I mean, it said they had a week with two full scrimmages, and that didn't produce enough separation.
Yeah, was it yesterday, Hickman, they scrimmaged?
Yes.
Or was it Saturday?
Yesterday.
It was yesterday? Okay. And you got notes on that?
Pruitt finished 23rd.
He finished 23rd?
$2,964.
Good for him. Good for him. Well, he didn't get the buyout, so he's trying. You know, he's trying to win that money back quick. Can't blame him.
I mean, it's just it just reeks of like wanting to talk about both guys. But you could talk about both of them glowingly and not name co-starters
in week one of practice.
Yeah.
Maybe the closer you get to the season, the less likely they are to transfer. So you tell them that, or maybe we'll whittle it down. I mean, maybe you'll play both in the first game, because of course you are. Hopefully. Hopefully we're up on Ball State enough to where you can get...
Are we blowing it out of... I'm trying to find the exact quote.
Oh, it's probably unfair for us, Nate. We are battered.
True.
Right? Like, we've seen this happen before and go to complete bleep. Maybe that's not fair to do to Glenn Ellerby, Josh Heupel, Alex Golish. Maybe we should trust them a little more. You know, last year went well with a very thin roster. About as well as, you know, people could have hoped for. You're right there on the verge of winning a few more games that would have really changed the season around. So maybe we're taking out our frustrations of previous staffs on these guys before the season even starts, and that's not really fair. But if it goes down in a flaming pile of garbage, don't say we didn't tell you it was going to happen.
All right. Well, here's the exact quote. Okay, you ready?
This is the direct quote.
This says after Sunday's scrimmage.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you said this already came out.
We talked about it Monday.
Because Golish said something about it.
Yeah. Said, we're not, wouldn't be surprised if we rotated there or something like that.
Well, maybe that, I don't know.
Is everybody just taking a drink or something? Should I take a drink or something? You okay over there? No. We finally get to the direct quote, and Hodges, he just can't do it. He's too disappointed.
Can't talk, seriously.
That's okay. We'll do a break anyway. Hickman, do you have your notes prepared? Are you ready when we come back on the other side to give your notes?
Yeah, sure.
Guys, Nate's battling today. That's why the name of the show today is Return of the King. The king might not be at full strength, but he's still the damn king. And he's here, and he's fighting. Fighting for you, Hickman.
No, seriously, I can't read this. Well, maybe I can.
Nope. We'll take a quick break. Nope. We'll be back. It's 3 and Out Fan Run Radio. Woo!
To decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little.
Welcome back to 3 and Out.
Step from the road to the yes, welcome. To the
mm-hmm.
Does it sound a little muffled?
Nah, sounds good.
Okay, good.
The sound just traveled right right through there.
You can't be too careful out here.
No. Okay.
For those who were concerned, Nate's feeling a lot better. He had some oral relief during the break, and that's what it's called. I'm just... It is allergy season.
Mm-hmm. Choked up on my coffee there.
It happens.
All right. It's been back and forth a little bit through training camp. This is Heupel after yesterday's scrimmage.
Yep.
About the offensive line, the left tackle battle. You guys have heard me say this. At the end of the day, we're going to need both of them, all of them. You experienced last year injuries, and that's true at the tackle spot. It's true on all five spots.
Yep, no one is immune to injuries on a football field. That's a good point.
Those guys are continuing to compete. That's not going to stop after today. That'll happen all the way up until kickoff. Anticipate both of them playing during the course of the football game throughout the season.
So that's what I was going to ask you. So
and this certainly
is,
in
this,
week one.
This is not just Ball State. He's saying the football game as in each football game. Nate, I always say it's good to have a plan. So we've got a plan.
I just don't like the plan.
Well, it could be three positions. It could be four. At least it's only one spot. I mean, you know, depending on who you are, some whites might say it's the most important spot. You know, if you have a right-handed quarterback.
I did see a quote a while back where one of the guys said it, the left and right tackle – and the offense doesn't really matter except that, obviously, the direction the quarterback's facing.
But, yeah, but blind side.
I mean, that was the whole point.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Well, apparently the offensive line gave up some sacks in the scrimmage on Sunday.
Oh, they did they?
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Did you get the
scoop? Which is weird because I heard it was like a running scrimmage for the offense. Like, they didn't really even throw it around that much.
No.
They're working on the run game, get the young guys some burn, and then whenever they did pass, apparently the first team. That could be a good thing.
It's also weird because I don't believe Tyler Barron and Byron Young even played in the scrimmage yesterday. So
what?
A little concerning.
Well, that's a good segue into your notes. Let's hear your notes.
What you got scrimmage notes?
We'll just practice. Like,
how about?
First-hand practice notes.
You got some of those first-hand practice notes?
You got any fresh ones, man? Well, come on.
Yeah, so, okay, so.
How many, like, or do you have, like, bullet points? Is it
bullet
like,
points,
is it,
yeah.
Okay, how many do you think you have, roughly?
12, 15. Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
I mean, some of them are pretty standard stuff we know.
These are first-hand, eyes on the ground, practice report, news and notes, nuggets. You cannot get anywhere else but Adam Hickman. Adam Hickman has it. He's got your fix.
So there might be some friction on the offensive line there between a couple of the guys, which...
Friction.
First thing I was told on the phone call was people need to be a lot more concerned about the O-line than they are.
Hickman, for 30 minutes we've been over here concerned, and then you don't step in?
People need to be more concerned?
So apparently,
we're concerned.
Apparently,
we need to be more concerned.
Nobody is more concerned.
You guys are concerned. I don't feel like everybody else is that concerned.
Okay. Maybe this is to the other people who aren't concerned. Maybe we're already at the appropriate level of concernment.
I hope we're there because I don't have much more to go.
But apparently, like Mincy and Spraggins apparently butt heads about every day.
They hate each other.
That's left guard, left tackle?
Yeah.
But
seems like a teamwork position right there. You might want to have, you know. Might want to have each other's back. So
yeah, he's not been the most welcomed fellow to the offensive line room.
Well, he played at Florida, so I kind of get that. Yeah, I was surprised when he transferred here. I mean, I'm not rooting against the kid, but I see why there would be a little, you know.
Well,
probably saying something like, yeah, we beat you guys the last couple of years anyway. Well, then why are you here, bro?
Why don't you stay there?
I mean, you want the guys to compete at that group, be competitive with
healthy,
one another.
Healthy competition.
Healthy competition. You don't want any bad blood anywhere, especially on –
any idea why they would have beef?
No.
I mean, they're not, you know, going for the same position here. Although Mincy did play guard at Florida, Maybe he wanted to play guard here, and
Spraggins
Crawford
are bros, and so
no, that could be it. That could be it.
Maybe this whole double thing is it's all coming into focus.
You think it's to keep everybody happy?
Yeah.
So you think
we
Mincy
got this big rift on the offensive line because we brought in a Gator?
He's a Vol now. VFL.
And the coaches are trying to smooth it over, trying to patch it up.
Everybody gets to play on our offensive line.
Yeah, you get a spot. You get a spot.
So we got beef. That's not good. Mm. That's not good at all. You don't want beef. I mean, you want beef on the offensive line.
Right, right.
That means big guys, which is what you want. But they, okay, so they're arguing a little bit. That's fine. That's fine. You know, it's hot out. You get a little, you know.
You get tired of competing against yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even though they're
on the same unit.
Yeah. They are like really, really teammates. Okay, bullet point one has me concerned about the offensive line. But like I said, and as Nate mentioned, I don't know if we are the proper level of concerned. But Hickman's eyes on the ground say, be concerned about the offensive line. Don't worry. I am.
Bullet point two. Defensive line looks good, but is missing an alpha dog.
Whoa.
Not a vocal leader.
What?
In the position group.
I thought Byron and Barron.
No,
and,
like, well, no, like,
I thought we had.
They said that Byron Young and Tyler Barron are doing good, but there's not really that vocal leader of the group yet.
That's, I mean, we don't really have that on defense at all, right? I mean, Jeremy Banks,
he's probably your vocal leader of the defense.
When I think vocal leader, man, I'm thinking Al Wilson, right? Leonard Little, guys that'll rip your face off if you do the wrong thing. Turn a locker room upside down if your team's not playing right. Do we have that guy? Do we have a bunch of sippy cats over there on defense? We got guys that are they scared of holding others accountable?
Maybe.
So the defensive line looks good, but we don't have that alpha dog.
Yeah.
I can live without an alpha dog if everything else goes well. I mean, Rodney Garner, it's hard to be an alpha dog if he's your
coach. Yeah.
I mean, he is the alpha dog. And, I'm not worried about defensive line. I'm not saying they're going to be elite, but I think you will get every ounce of ability out of your defensive line with Rodney Garner as coach.
Oh,
I feel good about that.
He's the best defensive line coach in the country.
And he's the alpha dog. There he is.
Walker Merrill, been working his tail off.
I did see a note that did he start the second scrimmage at outside receiver?
I think so.
Interesting.
I could see him being a Josh Smith type of player in a couple of years.
Because he's white?
No, he's never going to be your best receiver. He's an in-state kid who just works hard, and at some point he's probably going to get the trust.
How do you
factor.
Know he's not going to be your best receiver?
I'm just going out on a limb there and saying he'll never be your Cedric Tillman, but.
Yeah, but apparently it's him, Brew McCoy, and Ramel Keaton at the other outside spot. I've heard good things about all of those guys. We're still waiting on Brew's
McCoy,
eligibility.
Can he play?
And he said Brew McCoy, and my source said Brew McCoy in pads looks just like Juwan Jennings.
Number 15 and everything. Was that a bullet point?
Was a bullet point.
Oh, wow.
Need to get him cleared. I need to get him healthy.
Well, we've done every.
Healthy.
We're just healthy. Yeah, he tweaked something. He had a tweak.
Oh no!
In the first, no,
it wasn't even a scrimmage. He got banged up in.
They don't know what it is, or I don't know.
Okay.
They might. They probably know. They got a whole staff over there that's supposed to know that. They just said tweak. Could be a knee. Could be a hammy. Could be a quad. We do think it was of the leg. A tweak of the leg. Next bullet point.
Hyatt had a really good scrimmage yesterday.
Need a big year from him.
Cedric Tillman breakout year coming for Jalen Hyatt.
Cedric Tillman break. He'll.
Yeah, he's.
He'll
be
the
guy.
Yeah. Big. I see that. I buy that. I don't know if he'll. With Tillman also, I don't know that he'll put up, 1,000 yards. And what did Tillman have last year? 13 touchdowns?
I believe so. It was 11, 12, or 13. It was in that ballpark.
I can't remember what. I thought he had 10 going into the bowl game. And didn't he have 3 against Purdue?
So, yeah, it would have been 13 then.
Okay. I mean, if you have two guys with 13 touchdowns, you're You're doing something.
I asked for a hot take. I said, just give me anything you got to throw out there, and was told, expect to see Jimmy Holiday more than you previously were expecting to going into the season.
I've heard good things about he and Callaway.
Callaway didn't practice Saturday.
Well, I'm just saying I heard good things the week before. I didn't hear anything about him this weekend, though, probably because he was hurt and didn't practice. Wasn't there one other guy who was banged up at
apparently
receiver?
On Saturday, the day before the scrimmage, Elijah Simmons, Latrell Bumpus, Lynn J. Dixon, and Kamal Haddon all were working with strength and conditioning. You know, all a little banged up.
Well, it is football. Probably precautionary. Next bullet point.
Juwan Mitchell has looked great if he can stay healthy. Linebackers.
Did you say great?
Oh, well, that's what I was told. I said, yeah, he's looked really good.
Great. Well, no. Is it really,
really
good?
Really good and great are the same thing.
No.
Okay, anyways.
Good is not as...
If healthy, the linebacking core will not be that bad, which I know everybody was worried about them all offseason, but if they're healthy, we should be fine.
We'll be fine. Okay.
Lynn Jay was walking with a limp Saturday.
Like a injured limp or like trying to look cool limp?
Injured limp.
Because, you know, they call it the pimp limp when you walk to be cool.
I understand.
So they think he was actually injured. Okay.
Warren Burrell has looked like Warren Burrell. Translation.
I don't like that.
Can make some great plays from time to time, has all the attributes, but then... Two plays later, you're sitting there scratching your head, wondering how in the hell is he even on this roster?
Okay.
We need Kamal Haddon to stay healthy. We need him back.
What's going on with Turnage and Walker and – is it Walker?
Wesley Walker.
Yeah, yeah. What are they doing? Okay. So Warren Burrell is Warren Burrell. Terry Fair's apparently really high on him.
I mean,
all the tools.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Matt on the horn. He wants to weigh in. What's up,
Matt? Okay.
You're on three and out.
Hickman, what are you doing?
The phone is doing that thing again.
God. What is that thing again?
It's like they
it's
press
like
it, but it doesn't put them on air. Hickman, every time
I remember
Hickman,
this happened once.
Every
like,
time Hickman's back there,
ago.
The phone gets sticky. It's a weird thing. I don't understand it. I don't know what it is he does back there. I don't know if it's a cleaning issue, if it really is just something sticky, or if it's. I mean, you see him when he pushes. I mean, he really mashes it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe. Matt, are you there? Did you hear that?
I don't think it'll work with the hand setup, Hickman.
Hold on, Matt.
You going to try that again?
Yeah, Matt, call us back.
Whew, off and running. Well-oiled machine. Should we just hit a break. Let's give Matt some time to get through. Hickman, set him up. And
I've heard the board's like a Christmas tree over there now.
Yep, lights and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, I did remind you.
You did. You did a good job reminding me.
You're welcome, Bear. Want to hit a break and come back?
We'll see if we have Matt on the flip side. Stay tuned to find out. That's where we're at now. Final segment, hour number one. I think we have the phone issue worked out.
Great job, everyone.
Don't forget to turn the phone pot back on there, Hickman.
Yeah, I know.
Just making sure.
Thankfully, now I really know with these lights on here.
Good to hear. 865-546-8200. We're going to try Matt.
It's people helping people.
Cross your fingers.
Stuff.
Matt, are you on three and out?
Hell yeah, boys. That's teamwork.
That's teamwork. That's rotating left tackles and making it work, boys. Let's go.
Yes. Kind of. I mean, you really did rotate the phones a little bit there with calling in.
I called in, and then Matt called in. We had two.
That's what you got to do on the football field. You got to troubleshoot.
See what happens when you leave for a little bit of time. Nate just falls apart.
Whoa. What? I thought we did a pretty good job.
You guys did a pretty good job, not a great job.
Wow.
Okay. As Hickman would say.
Yeah, really good, hey,
guys,
not great.
I hate Nashville, guys. Come on. I know you got some. I mean, it's a nice city to visit, but you guys got to admit it has turned far left, and there's nothing. It's bad enough if you're far left, but the only thing worse than far left is a far left redneck, and that's what Nashville is.
Interesting. I don't know where I'd rank that in the pantheon, but I'll put a list together.
It's like you know how those magnets, like if you turn them the opposite way and try to put them together and it just doesn't work.
Right.
That's what, you know, that's what that is.
Positive, negative. Yeah.
I'm kidding. Nashville's nice. It's a cool city. It is busy though. You guys are kind of discouraging me this morning. What's going on here, guys? Come on. I'm feeling 10-2 and we're getting some pub on SEC Network. And
yep.
Apparently, you should be more concerned about the offensive line.
I know, evidently so, man. You guys are kind of pulling me back to reality here.
That's our job, to speak truth. And Hickman's got sources.
I'm going to do the opposite of what DR does. Then I guess if you guys say that the offensive line's looking bad, I'm just going to say that the defensive line's just damn good.
There you go. That's smart.
It's one way to do it, you know. Well, I mean, Hickman said the defensive lines look good. They just don't have an alpha dog, but they got Rodney Garner, and that's good enough for me.
How do we not have an alpha on the defense? I mean, we've been talking about this for like 4 years, 5 years, like to have somebody step up and be a leader on that defense. Is it just not – does nobody want to do that, or is this coaching staff just not able to find the guy to do it?
I seriously wonder if Rodney Garner is the alpha, and because he's – a dominant figure. If everyone else is just like, I'm going to do my job, he's going to be the leader, the coach, and I'm going to go out there and do exactly what he's. I mean, did we have an alpha dog last year on the defensive line? They were pretty good. They were top 10, I think, in tackles for loss. Matthew Butler was really good, but I don't know if he was, you know, an alpha dog. Maybe we don't need an alpha dog because we have Rodney Garner.
Maybe not. How is our offensive line? If the rumors are true, how is that not our strength? I mean, it's like we've got three top-tier offensive line guys coming back at minimum, right? Or do we have four?
We returned four starters.
So four starters, and that's kind of not looking that great. They're not meshing up well. We don't have a designated starter on the left tackle, which is probably your most important position. On the offensive line.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I don't think the offensive line was necessarily that great last year. So just like
they were really good at not getting stuffed, which we were terrible under Pruitt at that. They were good at that. Pass protection was good at times, but we talked about it. There's a lot more sacks because there's a lot more plays. We're running a lot more plays.
I mean, the offensive line, like.
Weren't we top 10 in rushing?
Pedigree, though, isn't what it was when we used to hope that, you know, it was like, well, we got Wanye and Darnell and Brandon Kennedy and all these guys are 4 and 5 stars.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that anymore, which is fine because those guys were all pretty overrated anyway. But,
yeah.
I mean, just because you return guys doesn't necessarily mean they're good players or great players.
I mean, do we think the offensive line will be as good as they were last year? Like at least as good
they should be better than last year.
But I think if they're at least as good, you'll be okay.
But how good? Like I guess that's the question. Like how good were they last year? They gave a bunch of sacks.
Well, according to what everybody's saying, this ought to be one of the most prolific offenses in the country. And to have that, you have to have a top five offensive line. I would think. Doesn't sound like we got that.
Top like nationally?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're anywhere close to top five nationally. I think they could be top five in the SEC, potentially.
Right. Well, Matt was saying if we have a top five offense nationally, doesn't the offensive line have to be really good?
Right.
I don't know. Like, I think this offense can kind of mask and protect.
Like, if the offensive line is, say, 30th in the country, can you be, have the fifth best offense in the country?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know where that break point is.
Yeah, that'd be tough. I mean, I just look at – so I look at the offensive line more on the rushing statistics than I do the quarterback protection, because nowadays the quarterback protecting is – I mean, we rotate a lot. There's rollouts. You know, if you can't run the football, you can't get 3 yards a carry or 4 yards a carry nowadays. That's – to me, that's just your – you got a weak-ass offensive line. I mean, there's just no way around it.
Yeah, I mean, the gold standard last year was the Georgia defense, right? You threw for 332 yards in that game.
Hmm.
But you ran for 55 on 36 carries. That's a 1.5 yard average. I mean, like, that ain't going
to
get it
that's
done.
That's bad. That is bad, man. Of course, I don't think anybody did anything to those guys last year. So, and they lost just about everybody on defense.
Sure.
So, that might be one of the best defenses. I mean, I think of that defense and that Alabama defense back in, like, 2012 or 11 or 13. I don't know which year it was. That was just what unscored upon the first six or seven games. Doesn't Tennessee still have the best defense of all time, technically? We were like in 1954 or something.
Undefeated, untied, and unscored upon, but I think they lost their bowl game.
Hmm.
But, yeah, regular season, undefeated, untied, unscored upon.
Nate, did you miss me while you were gone?
That's a long pause to answer that question.
I watched Office Space over the weekend. I wouldn't say I've been. I watched Office Space over the weekend. It's like, you've been missing a lot of work lately. I wouldn't say I've been missing it.
Interesting.
I hear you. You could have lied there, Nate. It's my
yeah, you really could have. You could have just said, yeah, man, I sure did.
Missed you every day, Matt. 2.4 yards per carry against Alabama last year.
Nice.
Now, this count. I mean, those count the quarterback stats, which are misleading. Because we get sacked all the time. But
guys, everybody's talking about Hooker. I saw this on TV this weekend about his scrambling ability. I swear, is it just me or is Hooker not a good runner? He made some plays last year, yeah, but it's like he's not a great mobile quarterback.
He's effective. He's an effective runner.
Yeah, but I think I see what you're saying. I mean, yeah, he's not run first. I mean, he's or even like second.
He's pretty awkward when he does take off too.
His longest run last year was 29 yards. He had 5 touchdowns on the ground. He averaged 3.7 a carry. I'm assuming, that may or may not take sacks. I'm not sure. It's 167 attempts, which probably does count sacks because that's 27 more carries than Jabari Small got. So probably counts sacks.
Well, it's weird. I mean, watching him, I've just seen him up close, you know, and you guys have too. I think he can. He's a threat to run, but he's just not a runner. It's like he's nowhere near like a Dobbs or anything like that. Like I can't think of who he reminds me of when he runs. But he's not a graceful runner. He doesn't have a quick step. You know, he does the spin move, but it really kind of never really goes anywhere. It's like he spins out of tackles. I mean, he makes it work, but I could see him, if he runs a lot, getting hurt. I mean, he got his teeth knocked out last year against Alabama, evidently.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it a scramble against Ole Miss when he got hurt?
Might have been.
When he hurt his knee?
Remember.
And that's why Milton had to come
in? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you, Matt. Yeah, I think he's a good runner. I'm not going to say he's an elite runner. I don't think he has, you know, like,
well, I think
super quick burst, or I don't know what his. Wasn't he a top five on the team though? Guys over 215 pounds for his speed last year.
Maybe, I mean, maybe straight line he kind of is, but he's not like a. I don't know.
He's not a juker.
Yeah, he's
not like Brent Schaefer or anything.
He's effective. He's average for the modern quarterback. Which, and what I mean by modern quarterback is everybody can run now. Like even your pocket passing type of guys need to be able to take off and burn the defense when they try and go, you know, man coverage across the board and everybody turns their back. Just take off and run. Also, be a threat to fake, you know, to be an extra runner to give you that extra number in the box.
I think he runs tough.
Tennessee against Florida, 37 carries, 148 yards, 4 yards per carry. Florida had 40 carries also, about, you know, 37 for Tennessee, 40 for Florida. But Florida ran for 283 and 7.1 yards a carry.
Yeah, but a lot of that was Emory Jones.
Yeah, most of it, actually. Although Damian Pierce averaged over 7 yards a carry as well.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, Tennessee's offensive line just needs to be better in the big games this year.
Agree.
How much worse is our offensive line if we run a standard normal tempo offense? Do you think that because we go so fast that
it
makes
them?
Yeah.
You think it helps them or hurts them?
I think it helps them. I mean, we're used to the pace we play. Defenses aren't.
Well, they should be more used to it this year, right? I mean, this is year two. There shouldn't be as much confusion. That was a big thing I had issues with last year. You pick up a first down, especially in the red zone, and then, you know, be back-to-back false starts or something. Hopefully that is taken care of this year. Be a little cleaner. I mean,
we didn't run the ball well against Pitt either. I mean, you take out the Joe Milton 54-yard
run. You didn't have Tyon Evans that game, and Jabari Small got hurt. If I'm not mistaken.
Well,
just saying.
I guess.
So what are we doing here? I mean, it's Monday. Come on, we're not out, right? You're not. And we got Roman Harper and Peter Burns saying 10-2. I mean, Greg McElroy says this could be the best offense in the country. You saying Roman Harper and Greg McElroy don't know football? Come on.
No, I'm just saying if there's.
I mean, we returned 4 stars. They're not going to be that.
I think
it should be as good.
Well, I think it's pretty safe to say you should have the advantage there. This is going to be like a lot of things we say leading into this season. You should have the advantage there against the teams we know you should have the advantage. But, like, how close have you, like the Georgia defensive line is going to be worse this year than it was last year.
Yeah, but probably not by a ton.
So if they're, you know, if they come down a little and Tennessee's offensive line comes up a little, like, what is that gap? That's the question.
Yeah.
Same thing with Alabama. Same thing with, and then you've got the teams where you know you're better in that department. But, you know, and then, of course, there's the few games where we don't know. Like, on paper, Pitt is better than you up front. They're better than you at the line of scrimmage. Now, you might be better in lots of other places. So that's going to be one of those games where it'll, like, who, like, if our line just plays their defensive line even, then maybe our skill guys just win the game. Maybe you win the game easily. I don't know.
They should have last year.
But if our offensive line loses that battle to their defensive line, then, you know, that might make winning the game tough. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess the good news is all these practice reports I've been reading where guys have been sitting out working on the side, it, you know, hasn't been offensive line.
You got sacked 5 times against Pitt.
You did make a great point a couple weeks ago, though, about how many plays we run.
Yeah.
It does lead to more opportunities for sacks.
Sure.
So, all right, we'll come back, kick off hour number 2. If you want to weigh in, 865-546-8200 right here on Fan Run Radio.